We continue our learning. We're in Yevamos, Perek Yudalid, Mishnah Aleph. Our Perek is going to discuss the marriage of a Cheresh or a Cheresh, a deaf mute, regarding a Get and Yibum. We've mentioned already that the marriage of a Cheresh or a Cheresh is only Midifrei Sofrim, only Midrabban, because they're not Bnei Das. The Kiddushin is not effective Min HaTorah, but the Chachamim instituted that Kiddushin will be effective on rabbinic level. Cheresh Shanasa Pikachas, Upikach Shanasa Cheresh. It's a case where you have a deaf mute married to Bikachas, a woman who is full mental capacity and is capable of normal faculties, upikeach shenasa chereshes, or the case where the male is the pikeach, he's of normal competence, but he marries a chereshes, a woman who's a deaf mute, imratz yotzi. If he wants to mimigarish her with a get, he has the right to mimigarish her with a get. We're assuming here that the marriage is only midirabanan, and therefore, even though the gerishin is only going to be midirabanan, we're going to allow him to mimigarish his wife with a get. Vimratza yikayim, and if he wants to stay married to her, he can stay married to her as well. Once again, this is where either the male is a cheresh or the female, the wife is a chereshes. Kishem, and the Mishnah explains why. Kishem shu kones. A biramiza, kachu motzi biramiza. Meaning what? The same. Why is the cheresh able to mimigarish? He doesn't have das. Don't you need das in order to give gerishin? So the answer is that the gerishin is no different than the nisuin. The same way he marries this woman with the remiza, which means with gesturing, because he's a deaf mute, and we say that's effective, midirabanon. So to he can mimigarish biramiza, that's also effective, midirabanon. Then the Mishnah says, "Bikach shenasa bikachas v'nischarsha." What about a case where both were of competence? The bikach marries the bikachas. No one's a cheresh or a chereshes in the marriage. V'nischarsha, but then the woman at some point in the marriage became a deaf mute. So imratza yotzi, even though their marriage was a marriage d'oraisa, and now that they're getting divorced, the divorce seemingly would be only a divorce d'rabban, and it's not true because. Since gerushin can take place against the das of the woman, bal karcha, against her will, on a doraisa level. Therefore, this is really gerushe Torah. This is considered complete gerushin, even though she's a chereshes, and he can give her a get. Vimratza yikayim, but if he wants to stay married to her, of course he can stay married to her. He married her, the pikech married the pikacha, she became a deaf mute in their marriage. Nothing wrong with staying married. What about nishtates? Let's say, though, she became insane. She's now mentally deranged. That happened in the middle of the marriage at some point. The pikech marries the pikachas, and now she becomes a shota, then lo yotzi. He cannot give her a get, even though you'll say, oh, she's capable. Let's say she's capable of guarding the get, and she is mizgareshes min hatorah. I thought you don't need das. I thought divorce can be done bal karcha on a Torah level. Nonetheless, a chacham made a takana not to be megarish a shota. Why specifically a shota? Because we're afraid people will treat our minhag hefker, treat her in a way, literally, as if she's ownerless. We're afraid of what people are going to do to her because she doesn't have das. Because she's mentally deranged, we don't want that to happen. People to treat her in a promiscuous kind of way, and therefore he should not be motzer, he should not divorce her at all. Nischareish hu onishtata. Let's say a man, he marries the woman when he's a pikech, and then he became a chereish, or he became a shota. So the marriage was a doraisa level. But now he's going to divorce her. Well, he can't say, you can divorce a woman against her will according to Torah law. But he's the one doing the divorce, and he's the one without das. So, eino motzi olamis, he cannot ever divorce his wife. He's not a ben das, and therefore the gerushin are not gerushin gemurim, and he can't release her from that original nesuin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, mipnei ma ho'isha sheneschar shayotza ve'ho'isha neschareish eino motzi. So the Gemara explained Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri is coming to argue in the Chachamim and says the same way. It means he's asking, why is it that a woman who became a cheresh Chereshes, the husband can divorce her, but a man who became a Cheresh, he can't divorce his wife. And he comes to argue and basically say the same way a man who became a Cheresh cannot be Motzi his wife, so too, a woman who became a Chereshes in the middle of the marriage, he can't divorce her either. He responds to the Chachamim and asks, why should there be a difference? So they answer the obvious answer. Amulah, the Chachamim said, I'll tell you why. Eino dome ha'isham igareish le'isham is gareshes. You can't compare the two. Sha'isha yotzar l'ritzona v'shalo l'ritzona. A person can be megareish his wife, even shalo l'ritzona, even against her will. And therefore, a woman who becomes a chereshes can become divorced. But v'ha'ish eino motzi elo l'ritzono. But a man can only be motzi someone if he has the das, according to his ratzon. And since a cheresh is not a ben das, he can't be motzi his wife, that he was megareish with kiddushin gemurim when he was a pikeach, and now he becomes a cheresh, he cannot divorce her. Perek Yudal in Mishnah Beis is where the Gemara explains that from the testimony of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, we have another support for that which the Chachamim say, that although a woman, a chereshes, can be divorced by the bikeach when their marriage was a marriage to oraisa, a cheresh cannot divorce a pikachas because he doesn't have the das. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada testified ala chereshes shehisia avia, a case where there's a chereshes where she was a ktana. She's a deaf mute, but the idea was she's a ktana and her father was mekabel kiddushin, the kesef kiddushin for her, which is allowed. That is a complete marriage d'oraisa. A father has the right to marry off his daughter when she's a ktana. She happened to have been a chereshes, but the marriage is marriage d'oraisa. And he testified she yotza beget, so she can be mekabel her get, even though she's a chereshes, she's not a bas das, but since a woman can be divorced against her will, you don't need our das, and therefore she can be divorced, even though since she's a chereshes, amrulo. So the Chacham said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, avzu kayotze ba. So the Chachamim said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, guess what? Same thing in our case. The Pikachas, who became a Chereshes, the same, whose marriage was also Nisun Gemurim, so a complete marriage, and this on a Doraisa level, just like this Ketan in our Mishnah, kayotze ba is the same thing, has the same halacha like a Chereshes whose father married her off. Even though Nisun were Nisun Gemurim, she could become Misgaresh because we don't need our das. And this is another proof that the Chachamim have against the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who didn't see the difference between where the woman was a chereshes and the man became a chereshes and the man became a cheresh. But this halacha regarding the Tana seems to support that opinion of the Chachamim against Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri.